Face off, Anaheim zone. We're counting it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this game is in the history books. And Vancouver will come out on top by a 3-1 margin. And we're going to start our post-game show here as we depart for Southern California in just a while. Spend a couple of minutes with Emerson, and then we'll give way to Alexis Downey for a short post-game show with Emerson. Overall, great effort. Saw some good things, but still fell short.
Yeah, I'm going to come out and say this, Steve. The Anaheim Ducks, they got to take away the good parts of this game, and there was just a plethora of good play from the Anaheim Ducks. And this isn't a game where, you know, they could sit back and say, you know, we gave it our best and it's still not good enough. No, I mean, they really got to take a look, whether it's video, in practice here, getting ready for the this powerhouse, this outplaying their own expectations team in the Washington Capitals here. They're going to have to turn the page. You got a couple tough tests coming up. This was a solid performance, probably the best performance we've seen in some time. I mean, of course, this now makes seven games here on the losing streak. But look, this was one of the games through this last seven that it showed the best effort from the Anaheim Ducks. And they got to come out this next game even better. They got to build on the good things and just be that much better coming out with it.
All righty. Hey, a quick reminder, tonight's broadcast property, the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent of the Anaheim Ducks from the NHL, strictly prohibited. And Anaheim Ducks Hockey tonight on the Ducks Hockey Network, being brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey back in Southern California, where we are headed in the next couple of hours. Final 3-1 Vancouver. More of our post-game coverage from here in just a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplans.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you. Emerson Edom coming to us from Vancouver. The Anaheim Ducks falling tonight to the Canucks. 3-1 was the final. They also did outshoot the Canucks, though, 31 shots to 28. Emerson, just your initial thoughts on how this game ended.
Explain it any better than look through the last seven games, and that's the marker of the amount of losses now, seven in a row for the Anaheim Ducks. This has been the best performance, and I was banking on the Anaheim Ducks to come out with a better third period. I know they got it 32 seconds in to the third period there, the Vancouver Canucks' second goal. But I got to tell you, like, there was too much puck watching right there in the net front, whether it's Gibby, and there was a few other players. Just, it wasn't even puck watching. The puck was on Pettersson's stick right before he wrapped it around. But they were too emotional, too focused on what was going there right in the net front. And you know what? The best players in the world, as I mentioned in real time on that broadcast, they get it done until they hear that whistle. Sure enough, Pettersson does just that. Gorgeous wraparound for the 2-1 go-ahead goal.
Well, Emerson, let's start from the beginning of this game, where the Ducks did have a good start through the first really 40 minutes of it or so. But starting in that first period, Vancouver just getting the first goal of the game. Brock Besser, 6:34 into the first period on a rebound right in front of John Gibson.
JT Miller, puck is played out near the blue line. Miller actually went down to the ice but kept the puck in with a stick on the ice. Centering feed, Gibson a save, and then the net front presence of Brock Besser, who's been a good goal scorer of late for Vancouver, puts the rebound by Gibby, and Canucks grab a 1-0 lead.
As I said, though, the Anaheim Ducks, a strong first period of play, despite being down a goal in this one, and that would be how that first period ended, down a goal. But before it ended, John Gibson coming up with a really big save.
Hans Juulsen in behind the goal line. He comes up with a puck and feathers it ahead to center. They're on the move. Oman moving in with the puck. A backhand shot. A stop by Gibson. How he got that shot away, I do not know.
So, Emerson, I mean, the Ducks won that period 58.3% in the faceoff circle. 14 hits, just outshooting the Canucks by six shots on goal. What did you think of? I mean, you talked about how it was such a good start in this, in well-rounded, I guess, by this Ducks team in this game, too. But what did you think about that first period in particular?
Well, you had John Gibson, who we just heard made a phenomenal save there. He continues to just give this Ducks team a chance to win. I can't say it much better than that. I think the defense was solid. Heading into this game, right, I mentioned how that man-on-man presence, the overall game plan that the Ducks have stuck with throughout this regular season, that would have bode well against a team that's not as fast as the Edmonton Oilers. And sure enough, it did. A lot of the the possession, stayed on the outside. We saw a couple of those strong side low to kind of strong side dot trigger area, as I mentioned earlier. Those shots, you saw a couple of those early on, but the Anaheim Ducks were sure to jump on those a little bit quicker and stuff them as the game went out went on. So, you know, to only, besides the empty net goal, you know, be down a goal there. It happened later in the stretch. Look, this is a Canucks team that's really rolling. I mean, coming into this game, they were 2-4, you know, in their last six. But, you know, just overall, if you look at their record, they are a solid team. They're a well-coached team. And the fact that the Anaheim Ducks played as well as they did, even for the first 40, it's been spotty, right? It's either, you know, a really good first, and then you don't really, we haven't seen them till the third, but to put together a solid 40, it's just a heartbreaker that the Vancouver Canucks tallied 30 or so seconds into that third period.
Now, one of the areas in this game, too, the Ducks did well on was the power play. Ryan Strome getting a power play goal 5 minutes and 10 seconds into that second period to tie up the game.
Whether or not this Ducks power play scores, this is going to mark yet another power play that could be chalked up as successful. They're moving the puck well, and they're creating chances.
Here's Strome in, scores! Ryan Strome, and the passing pays off. Strome let a shot go, circle to the right of their goaltender, Demko, and the Ducks get a power play goal. They had 37 seconds left in the Myers Minor. This game, folks, back home is tied at one apiece.
Now, that was Ryan Strome's third goal on the season, and the Ducks kept pouring it on in this period. Alex Killorn getting a really great chance late in that period.
Ducks there trying to keep it in. 12 seconds to go in the period. Terry Killorn. Terry calls for it. Killorn shoots. No rebound. Glove save by Thatcher Demko.
Well, this is the best game when it comes to just these three as a line. Troy Terry, Killorn, and Adam Henrique. I mean, they've played a few games now through the last couple. This has been their best collective performance between the three. I mean, it's the most offensive zone time the three have had. It's the most shots on goal they've had. They're skating well. Overall, playing with so much confidence. It's fun to watch.
Well, Emerson, talking about that second line tonight, can you expand on how their play was through this one?
Well, it really helps when you have your top six rolling as you should be. I mean, we talked about the firepower, the top five players from a point production standpoint for the Vancouver Canucks, dramatically outdoing the Anaheim Ducks when it comes to that category and overall that separation. But look, it just helps when you have your top six rolling. Tonight, the Anaheim Ducks had their top six rolling. Now, they only generated a goal, but when you saw out of Killorn and when you saw out of Troy Terry, there was more confidence, there was more patience in actually looking for plays, which just means they're more purposeful, they're more in tune with every second that they hang on to that puck. So I just got to believe that there's really good things to come from not only continuing with Strome and that whole Vetrano-McTavish line, but really rounding out that top six. If you look at all the successful top six in the league as far as where they're at in the standings per team, I mean, they have a lights-out top six. One of the things that's been holding back not only the Ducks team but the overall offense and the production is just formulating a consistent top six game in and game out. Well, they had it tonight, not from an overall goal volume, goal production standpoint, only putting up one, but good things to come with the quality of playmaking that they were trying to generate out there tonight.
Now, ending that second period on a high note, tied going into the final frame of play, but Vancouver capitalizing just 31 seconds into that period. Elias Pettersson, a nice wraparound goal.
Here's Elias Pettersson. All right, what a start he's had to this season. Drops it back. Quinn Hughes, he's been good all year, too. The captain named by the Canucks to lead the way in coming years. Puck is chopped, kept in by Myers. Pettersson, wraparound shot, he scores! That was all Pettersson. Picking up the puck behind the net, sliding to Gibson's glove side, and wrapping it home by Gibby. And Vancouver starts early in the third, 32 seconds in. They go ahead, 2-1.
Now, Mason McTavish did have a late scoring chance just hitting the post in about the final 2 minutes of the game, though.
Here's Fowler. playing the puck against JT Miller. Front McTavish. Now Fowler, a drive, and that's blocked by Miller. Another shot. Rebound off the goalpost by McTavish.
Now there was the break the Anaheim Ducks needed, but sure enough, look who. Mason McTavish. Oh, no.
Oh, a breakaway for Vancouver. Pettersson in. He stick handles. He shoots. Oh, and it's deflected off Gibson's pad with Garland standing right there at the edge of Gibson's other crease.
And with all that chaos in the end of the game, it was not enough for the Anaheim Ducks to get on the board. But the Canucks adding one more, an empty netter from Brock Besser with 47 seconds left on the clock. So Emerson, the Ducks falling in this one 3-1. They're going to head back home to take on the Washington Capitals this week. Your final thoughts before we send you off to get on a plane and come back to Southern California?
Well, just quickly touching on those last three calls there. You have a Pettersson with the wraparound. I got to tell you, the wraparound offensively is one of the lowest percentage plays you can possibly make when it comes to goal scoring. Not a whole lot of, unless you really freeze the goaltender, will those transpire into goals. Well, Pettersson, when everyone else is really paying attention to that net front scrum, he sticks with it. And look at the angle. The angle in which he pops out gives him a chance for Gibby to spread his legs for the five hole. Just enough for that puck to weasel in there. Boy, that was a tough break. Mason McTavish with the post far side. It was one of those things where he's been just that hero, that late game, the game breaker that has been known for finishing those ones off. I was floored. I was shocked to see him not just put that one in. But you know what? You can't have him every time. It was a close chance there for Mason McTavish. He'll get the next one.
Well, Emerson, we'll see you back here. Get set for Thursday against the Washington Capitals. And so have a safe flight home. And for those listening, make sure to come back after the break for more of the post-game show.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show here on DuckStream. The Ducks falling to the Vancouver Canucks tonight on the road, completing their two-game Canadian road trip. 3-1 was the final in this one, and I really don't think the final score says a lot about how the Anaheim Ducks played in this game, specifically through that first 40 minutes. But first, we're going to get to some of the text messages from our listeners. We always appreciate you sending in a message with your thoughts about the game or whatever might have been happening during the game, as we do get texts during the game as well. Plague sent us a message wondering about Frank Vatrano's shots on goal through the 40 minutes, what the season high around the league was for the most shots by a player after two periods of play. And while I don't know the stat for that, I did find out that through a whole game, the most shots on goal by a player on the Anaheim Ducks in franchise history came from Paul Kariya. He had 12 shots on goal three different times in different games. So Frank Vatrano, though, ending this game with 8 shots on goal, not too far off that 12 number. Definitely putting up the puck on net quite a few times, just not being able to find the back of the net. The Anaheim Ducks top goal scorer this season. He has 13 goals through now 22 games played on the season. And another message that we got here, the Ducks went out and fought, but unfortunately the hockey gods didn't smile down on them tonight. Keep up the good fight with the Capitals coming to Anaheim. Hopefully we can show Sonny and Dylan what's up in Anaheim this season. Definitely would love to see that. Yeah, you know, there's a lot to take away from this game, and I think that's something that Emerson really shared so far in this post-game show. The first 40 minutes of play was the best hockey we've seen from the Ducks in recent games. I mean, they were doing everything right. And if you look, I mean, not even just statistically, just looking at the effort that they were putting on the ice, their forecheck, their puck possession, their puck management, just winning those wall battles, maintaining the puck and getting to the net, getting shots on goal. All of that was there through the first 40 minutes of this game. They did have a tie game through that 40 minutes, but if you looked at, I mean, the shots on goal, the Ducks put up 12 in that first period. They put up 15 in that second period, holding Vancouver to 6 in both of those periods. So really just controlling the game, dictating the play overall. And that was great to see, especially also in just knowing some of the adversity that the Ducks were going into this game with, out Radko Gudas, out Trevor Zegras, Leo Carlson was not in the lineup. So many names were not a part of this game, and the Ducks still found a way to stay in it through that first 40 minutes, just not getting it done in the last 20. One more message that we received here, too. We will win next time. I love the positivity we always get from this texter. I mean, just every game we always get, oh, we will get it next time. 7 losses in a row. I have to tell you, that is a hard thing to come through, but I love the mentality, and I really hope that the Ducks are able to swing back, take some of the good from this game, and bring it into the game against the Capitals on Thursday. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about this game, too, and start in that first period. I mentioned just the forecheck looked great, and the skating in that first period really strong from the Ducks overall. I mentioned they were winning the faceoff circle 58%, out-hitting the Canucks as well. Vancouver had to block 4 shots on goal, so as I mentioned, the Ducks were shooting the puck, getting to the net, and overall just a really great effort by Anaheim in that first period. Frank Vatrano had 3 shots on goal. I mentioned that a little bit earlier. You know, that Brock Besser goal in the first period coming 6:34 into it, it was almost a little bit of a lapse in play by the Ducks, I felt like. Just, he had that net front presence, just being right there, Pavel Mintikov standing right by him, Brock Besser just getting the rebound, just finding it right behind John Gibson. It almost looked like John Gibson couldn't find the puck after he thought he initially had the puck on that first save, and Besser just putting it in the back of the net. So a little bit of a lapse in play, but that was really the only lapse in play that we saw in that first period. And then we had Troy Terry on after that one to break down that first period. And I wrote down a couple of the things that he said, because he was talking about how the team continued to need in that second period to execute their breakout passes and be really clean out of the zone. They did a great job of that in this game, except for the third period. That's when they got stuck in the D zone for what felt like almost the whole period, because the Ducks were only able to put up 4 shots on goal, with the majority of those shots coming in the very end of that third period. And Troy Terry talked a lot about how if the Ducks were able to get behind some of the Canucks defensemen and forecheck on them, that some of those guys were a little bit slower. And that is exactly what we saw, the Ducks trying to execute those types of set plays. Steven Emerson talking about what a hard practice the team had yesterday with that off day. And I can imagine it was a tough practice. I was wondering what head coach Greg Cronin had to say after that game on Sunday against the Edmonton Oilers, a game that we definitely want to put behind, like I mentioned, 8-2 loss to the Oilers. So that practice yesterday, an intense practice, a lot of different areas being covered in that one, and it paid off through the first 40 minutes of this one. So that second period, it started out no Ilya Lyubushkin. He was questionable to return, upper body injury. He did not come back into the game. And if you look at his numbers in this game, only getting 6 minutes and 48 seconds of ice time, 8 shifts overall in that first period. He had 2 hits as he was a part of that as well. He was also on the ice for Brock Besser's goal. We hope the best for Ilya Lyubushkin. It's tough. We are now down 2 defensemen, Radko Gudas out. Hopefully, it sounds like it's very short term, so he should be back soon. Going back to that game in Edmonton, if you remember exactly what happened with Gudas on the play, he had a big hit on the wall on Leon Draisaitl. When he came down, Draisaitl kind of landing awkwardly on him, and that, I think, is what resulted in Radko Gudas not coming back into the game, him being out for a little bit. But it sounds like he's all good, and we should see him soon. Now, Ilya Lyubushkin, do not have a status update on him, so hopefully we will get something, tomorrow or on Thursday. I would think maybe tomorrow we would hear about that. But hopefully it's not too serious, because there's going to need to be some shuffling on the blue line. And Tristan Luneau coming into this game, playing in this one, having to get a lot of ice time. And this was only, he hasn't played that many NHL games yet. In fact, this was only his 4th NHL game. So stepping up and playing in a pretty big moment for this team when they needed him. All right, we have more to talk about on the other side of the break, but I'm going to take a quick break, and then we will come back with your post-game show.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
DC.
I can buy myself flowers. Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest. Search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as it can. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Back here with the post-game show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you for this final segment of the post-game show. The Ducks, well, they're continuing their losing streak. 7 losses in a row now. They fall to 9-13 on the season. A 3-1 loss to the Vancouver Canucks tonight. A team that they've had a lot of success, especially on the road against Vancouver. So tough to see. Also tough for John Gibson. And another part of that, he has been really strong against the Canucks throughout his career. That's something that Steve Carroll and I talked about in the pregame show. But ultimately, not tonight, as the Canucks taking the win in this one. So getting back to a little bit more of the game breakdown, especially on the blue line end with the defensemen in this game. So the Ducks had to adjust without Ilya Lyubushkin. Cam Fowler spending almost just under 30 minutes of total ice time tonight, 29:56. And when I looked at his number after two periods of play, I knew it was going to be something around that number. Just spending a lot of time on the ice, 29 total shifts. Behind him, Urho Vaakanainen, 25 shifts on the ice. We also saw Pavel Mintikov, 27 shifts on the ice. He had 22 minutes of ice time. I mentioned Vaakanainen, 18 minutes, 40 seconds of ice time. A couple other guys on the blue line getting some big numbers tonight as well. Jackson Lacombe, 27 shifts, 23 minutes of ice time. Tristan Luneau ending this game 16-16, 19 shifts on the ice tonight. So those guys getting their legs going in this game. And unfortunately, that third period, they had to do a lot of that as most of the play was in the Ducks defensive zone, as I mentioned. And with the style of play that the Ducks play, that man-on-man style, we knew going into the game, we talked about it a bit, it was going to bode well against this Canucks offense, and it worked well through that first 40. They kept suppressing them. They were back on their heels, limiting all of Vancouver's chances, really. But the Canucks getting that early goal by Elias Pettersson in the third period, I felt like shifted the momentum, and Vancouver came out pretty hot in that third period, too. And talking about that goal by Pettersson, Emerson talked about it a little bit to start the post-game show, just how hard it is to get a wraparound goal in the NHL. But really, this one went in because of the chaos that happened in front of John Gibson. It seemed like there was a big distraction there. Pavel Minchikov, one of the players on Vancouver, falling down. Gibson giving him a little push, maybe not getting over to his post quick enough for that wraparound, and then ultimately the puck goes in the back of the net. Tough to see, especially, like I mentioned, 31 seconds into that third period, kind of deflating it a little bit for the Ducks. And after that, I mean, they just looked slow in the third period. Their breakouts just weren't happening quickly like they were in those first two periods of play. Not skating like Vancouver was able to. One shot on goal, I mean, through 13 minutes of play, while Vancouver had 12 of them. Talk about zone time there. You can imagine that translates to that as well. They just couldn't get out of their zone, and Vancouver was pushing, and ultimately that was kind of the story of the third period. I mean, the Ducks I mentioned four shots on goal in that one, but those, the rest of them, those three final shots did not come until the end of that third period. They couldn't win their puck battles in the late power play chance that they did have. And, you know, it just, it didn't bode well for the Ducks in the end. And unfortunately falling in this one, and then Canucks topping it off with an empty netter, as it was also a power play for them. So that going as a power play. So overall, John Gibson went 25 for 27 in the net, that extra one coming on the empty net, as I just mentioned. So what does it come down to? Well, the issue, I feel like, as of late has been the consistency. It's almost actually really been all season long. The Ducks just trying to find a rhythm for a full 60 minutes of play, finding that consistency. And it was really encouraging to see it through the first 40. And that, again, is what they can take away from this game. Just that and attacking mentality, the good that they did have, the hard forecheck, the hard skating, winning the puck battles, everything that I've just mentioned, they can take that away. Good play from the top six, too. We did talk about that a little bit with Emerson while he was still on the show. That top line, Frank Vatrano, Mason McTavish, Ryan Strome. And then tonight, we saw quite a bit from Alex Killorn, Adam Henrique, and Troy Terry. Troy Terry has been someone that we've been keeping our eye on as of late, as he hasn't had the season that we've hoped to see from him yet. But that line tonight having seven shots on goal, that second line, and just coming up and making some good plays. So definitely encouraging to see that as well. And just knowing that what the Ducks have ahead, two more games this week. Also, quite a bit of hitting in this game, too. Sam Carrick, 5 hits. Ross Johnston, 4 hits. Bo Grew getting in on it, 4 hits as well. He was someone that I thought stood out in that Edmonton game, and he continues to be in the lineup and stood out in this game, too, playing on that third line with Max Jones and Jakob Silverberg. So I was trying to think about what do we think Greg Cronin might have said with this one, and I just have a feeling that this is one of those games where he's going to say, we could have won this one. That's what he's going to be feeling from this one. And I'm not here to say that this is exactly what I, you know, this is what Greg Cronin would say. But if I had to guess, I would think that he's going to look at this one and be like, we could have got this one, because that's just the sense that the Ducks, I mean, they outplayed Vancouver through the first 40, as we've said. So the Ducks falling 7 games in a row now, just trying to find a win as they finish out the month of November, and they will be finishing it out at home on Thursday, taking on the Washington Capitals, a 7 p.m. puck drop. We will have the pregame show for you at 6:30 here on DuckStream. A little bit about the Capitals. They have lost their last 2 games. Now, they will be playing on a back-to-back as a part of this one, taking on the Los Angeles Kings Wednesday night, then coming to Anaheim on Thursday. So in their last 10 prior to this game tomorrow night on Wednesday, they are 6-3-1, but they have 2 losses in a row, a 5-0 loss to the Edmonton Oilers last Friday, and then they're coming off a 2-1 loss to the San Jose Sharks. That was last night in San Jose. So this is a good opportunity for the Ducks to maybe get a team that's on the end of a back-to-back, as that seems to be how the schedule is typically with a lot of these teams that come out to the West Coast. Get a tired team on a back-to-back that, you know, they didn't have much success in the latest 2 games, and maybe we'll have to see how the game goes in LA tomorrow. But I'm hoping that the Ducks will be able to take the good from tonight, bring it into the game on Thursday, and finish out the month of November with a win. That would be really great to see. So for Alexis Downey, myself here in Southern California, thank you for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream. As I mentioned, 3-1 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight to the Vancouver Canucks. But they're getting on a plane and they're heading back home, and we're hoping that some of the guys will hopefully be getting healthy soon and we will see them back on the ice. Stick around after the break for the Ducks and Canucks replay. And once again, thank you for listening to the postgame show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you
got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Real country music. Cody Johnson live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson. In the Leather Tour. With special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water, nothing else.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.